Okay.
Hello?
Yes, Kay, go ahead.
Yeah, I have two questions for you, Shanta. My understanding is that CEQA provides a list of items for you to analyze, but they don't limit you to those items. So my question is why you didn't look at human health impacts. We have fire, food safety, floods, and insect vector diseases. So the four of those together are cumulative. So you can, you know, I know you looked at flood. I need to go back and see what you said about flood. I don't think you really looked at fire. You totally dismissed food safety, and even though the ag community completely disagrees with your analysis, and you didn't address insect vector diseases. So why did you not consider the impacts to human health? You have that option.
Well, we evaluated what we thought was appropriate in this case for the proposed project. And if you feel differently that we omitted something that you feel is important, I suggest that you put those comments in writing and we will consider them during this phase.
Yeah, and of course I will. I do want to comment on the Williamson Act. One of the things, I was looking at that and was really surprised to learn that when a grower who's in the Williamson Act has a contract, when he converts that land to open space, he will have to cancel his current contract and renegotiate two separate contracts, one for open space and one for the agricultural area in the contract. There is a discretionary fee for the cancellation of 12.5% of the valuation of the land. And when the contract is canceled, the tax assessor is required by law to reevaluate the value of the land. So that is discretionary. The contract holder, which would be the county or a city, can waive that or they can enforce it. It gets a little more complicated if that piece of property is in a Farmland Security Act or Farmland Security Zone. The cancellation fee is discretionary, and it's 25% of the valuation of the land. So while you are saying that the Williamson Act is not an obstacle for this, it is very expensive, and we are talking millions of dollars that could potentially have to be paid in cancellation fees. So it's more of a comment, I guess, as you think about how you're, because it is reality and it is in law, you have to think about how you're going to deal with this.
Okay, thank you for your comment, Kay.
Thank you, Kay. Now I'm moving on to, looks like Carrie Fisher has her hand raised, so I'm unmuting you. Carrie, you should be live now.
Thank you. I had a question on table 4-4, which is on the DEIR page 4-41. It's the ranking of the alternatives. And in each one of the rows, it's a ranking of 1, 2, or 3. However, the row under environmental benefits, long-term water quality benefits, there's a 1, a 3, and a 1. And so I just wanted to know why the deviation from the ranking of best to worst in that row? Why was there the double ones?
You know, Carrie, I'm really sorry. I thought I had the EIR on my laptop right now. I don't. I just switched computers. My apologies. I don't have that on my desktop right now. I know the table you're talking about, but I'm sorry. I can't answer that question right now because I don't have that in front of me. I know that table was an attempt to be a more quantitative analysis of why the proposed project was the preferred alternative. But perhaps that doesn't answer your question exactly.
Carrie, could you tell us what page that was on again, please? I'm sorry, you went kind of fast. This is Chris. Oh, sorry. It looks like you got muted again. One moment, please. Okay, go ahead, Carrie.
It's page 4-41.
I'm sorry. Could you start again? You cut out for a moment.
Page 4-41.
I'll see if I can get to it.
And it's table 4-4.
Carrie, can you repeat your question again? I don't know exactly what you're asking. Can you repeat that again for me so I can understand and hopefully answer your question?
The way that the chart is set up in the draft EIR is that it's a ranking of 1, 2, or 3 in terms of, for each one of the benefits or costs, which alternative you guys felt was the best to least.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In every row, one has a 1, one has a 2, one has a 3. However, mm-hmm. in the very last row on this page, it's a 1, a 3, and a 1. So either the second one is a misprint and it should be a 2, or you guys decided to deviate your ranking system and allow certain alternatives to have the same rank. And I'd just like an explanation on that.
So Carrie and Shanta, can you see my screen and is that the correct table?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. Shanta, do you see my screen?
I can see it, but it's so small I can't read it.
Let's see here. Am I helping here?
Yes. And so, you know, I'm sorry that I can't answer that question right now. So I would ask that you put that question in writing and we can respond to it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is that something that you guys can answer though, like in an email?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Thank you. I just need to take a look at it because I need to look through the numbers again and sort out the question. So.
Okay. I can email.
Carrie, this is Chris. At the very beginning of the presentation, there was that email for agnoi at waterboards.ca.gov. If you use that email, then we can address your question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for Shanta?
No.